TED Audio Collective. Hey, listeners, this is TED Health. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. Over a billion people worldwide live with a disability, and many of them are left unemployed or forced to hide their conditions due to discriminatory hiring practices. To address this crisis, TED fellow Ryan Gursava created an online school to provide people like him with the skills and employment aid they need to thrive. Now he calls for every employer to welcome and support people with disabilities and create a future of work that leaves no one behind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
If you identify as a person with disability, kindly close your eyes and in your head, repeat after me. I am a person with disability. Thank you. I have bipolar disorder type 2. I am brave to say it now, but it actually took me almost 20 years to be clinically diagnosed. I had all the symptoms, but I did not seek for medical attention. Now I'm giving myself a gift. If I can be real honest, I was in denial, and I was ashamed of it. And here's another interesting story. My bipolar diagnosis was actually prompted by having a chronic illness. I know. And in the Philippines, having a chronic disease can be a reason for employment discrimination, which I experienced firsthand. And since nobody decided to employ me, I decided to employ myself and started my company instead to contribute in building the future of work that leaves no one behind. Little did I know that starting this company, thank you, also triggered my healing journey in embracing my reality as a person living with disability. Disability is a reality that affects us all. It's part of the diversity of human experience. We may be born with it, acquired it through accident or aging, or as a result of trauma and abuse. Over 1 billion people with disability in the world. Their economic inactivity and unemployment puts them at a greater risk of insufficient social protection, making them more vulnerable to extreme poverty. And to impact our global economy, trillions of US dollars lost in GDP. That's before the pandemic. Trillions lost because our society excludes people like me for simply getting a job. And it's not just me. Almost everyone in my team experienced this systemic problem. So we built a virtual school that equips our students with the skills and the mindset to work as online service providers. We have hundreds of graduates in over 60 cities and provinces all over the Philippines earning an average income that is 60% above the minimum wage. But we realized that for a vocational program to be truly sustainable and effective, technical skills and employment support are not enough. So we invested in having a resident psychologist to help our students process their past experiences, restore human dignity, and embrace their realities. After completing our program, 92.6% claimed that they have embraced and they have understood their disability. So my advice to organizations that are investing in talents with disability is to look internally and identify unconscious bias of our people around those disabilities. From there, validate and address their fears and work with your people to co-create a solution, an inclusive solution together. This is how we can build and sustain a safe space that nurtures healing and disclosure. Disclosure is the key to this systemic and intergenerational problem. Speaking from my personal experience, the journey to embracing a disability is painful. It's like coming out of the closet or sharing a story of sexual assault. It forces us to revisit hidden past or confront an uncertain future. It is extremely difficult and it requires a strong support system. Something that you and I can build together. So that hopefully less and lesser people would no longer suffer in silence. We need to effectively heal to fight inequality. The only way for us to build, to truly build a world where people can truly find belonging, is to start with healing. Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This episode was produced by Dan O'Donnell and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lagias, Grace Rubenstein, Farah Day Grunge, Jimmy Gutierrez, Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, and Colin Helms. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. I'll talk to you again next week.